So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the second statement of Rav. A sefer may complete a sefer Torah even in the middle of a column. The Gemara cites a brayso which apparently clearly contradicts Rav. A sefer may not complete a sefer Torah in the middle of a column, but rather he should write less words on each line so that he completes the sefer Torah at the bottom of the column. The Gemara reconciles the two as follows. Rav refers to Buchamashin shall sefer Torah, Goymer vafilav emtzadaf. The first four svarim of the sefer Torah may be completed even in the middle of the column, while the Braisa refers to Le'ein Nechal Yisrael, Mekatz Avahilich at Seif Adaf. The final Sefer Devar must be completed at the bottom of the column. And the Gemara cites a machlekes regarding Be'emtza Shita, in the middle of the line. The Rabbanan say, Af Be'emtza Shita, the final Sefer Devar may be completed either at the end of the line or even in the middle of the line. While Rav Ashi says, Be'emtza Shita Dafka, the final Sefer Devar may be completed only in middle, but not at the end of the line. V'helchasa Be'emtza Shita Dafka. The Gemara proceeds with two statements of Rabbi Shua bar Abba, Amrav Gidl Amarav. Shmoyin de Pesukim Shabbat Torah, Yachad Kairi Oysen Beveis HaKnesses. During Kriyasat Torah, the final eight Pesukim of the Torah must be read by only one person. They may not be split among two people. The reason for this halacha depends on the Machlekes Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon in the Pasuk, Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem. Rabbi Huda holds that the Torah until this point was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the final eight Pesukim were written by Yeshua. Because Efshe Moshe Chai because of a Yamasha Moshe, Moshe cannot write about his passing while he was still alive, and for this reason, Yochid Kaira Eisen. Or Reb Shimon holds, Ad Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umoshe Omer B'Kaisit. The Torah until this point was dictated by Hashem, and Moshe first repeated it, and then wrote it. Bekam Ve'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umoshe Kaisit B'Dema. The final eight Pesukim were dictated by Hashem, and Moshe did not repeat them, and wrote them with his tears, because as Rashi explains, Merayv Tzari because of his great distress. And for this reason, Yochid Kari Eisen. Reb Shimon holds that Yeshua certainly did not write them, because Efshe Sefer Torah Chasro Eis Achas, V'Kasev L'Koch HaSefer Torah Hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu considered the Chumash complete as he called it a Sefer Torah, and therefore cannot be lacking a single letter at that time. V'Amir B'Shua Barabba Amar B'Gidla Marav, HaLakeach Sefer Torah Menashuk, K'chaytif Mitzvah Menashuk. A person that buys a completed Sefer Torah from the market fulfilled only a lesser mitzvah, and it's considered like he grabbed the mitzvah. However, kasavai malava kasav kilo kibla mahar sinai. If he actually wrote it or had it written, he fulfilled the superior mitzvah, and it's considered like he received the Torah from Har Sinai. Rav Sheshes adds, im hegia filo eis achas malav kilo kasavai. If he corrected even one letter and made the Sefer Torah kosher, he fulfilled the superior mitzvah because it's considered as if he wrote the entire Sefer Torah. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa. Tan rabbanan eisa adim yiriya mi bas shalish dafin vad bas shmeine dafin pachis mekan v'yesra kein lo yasa. Each piece of parchment in a Sefer Torah should not have less than three columns and not more than eight columns. Because as Rashi explains, it's nice if the stitches that connect the pieces of parchment are not too close or too far from each other. And on a small parchment, the Sefer should not make many narrow columns because the Sefer Torah would appear like a letter. And on a large parchment, he should not make a few wide columns because this might cause the Balkaire to make mistakes when his eyes move from one line to the next. But rather, each column should have the width of L'mishpachei Sechem Gimel Pamim, the word L'mishpachei Sechem written three times. Nizdamnu le'yiriya bas tesha da'afim, lo yachlik sholish lekan v'sheish lekan, ela arba lekan v'chamish lekan. If the parchment was the size of nine columns and he needs to cut it into two, the Sefer should not divide it to fit three columns on one half and six columns on the other, but rather he should divide them more evenly, four columns on one half and five on the other. The Braisa continues, B'med v'amurim b'tchilas ha-sefer. This halacha regarding the width of the columns applies only in the beginning or middle of the Sefer Torah. Ab'seif ha-sefer, afilo posik echad b'daf echad. At the end of the Sefer Torah in the last column, the Sefer may write even a narrow column of only one posik with one word on each line so that the Sefer Torah will end at the bottom of the column. The Braisa proceeds with the sizes of the margins around the text of the Sefer Torah. Shir Gilyon, Melmata Tefach, Melmala Gimel Atzbois. The bottom margin must be one tefach in height, and the top margin must be three finger breadths in height. Ubein Daf Ladaf, Kimle Revach Reichim Shtei Atzbois. The margin between two columns must be two finger breadths in width. Uvuchumashin, Melmata Sholish Atzbois, Melmala Shtei Atzbois. If one writes only one chumash of the five chumashim in a scroll, the top margin is 3 etzbois in height, and the bottom margin is 2 etzbois in height. Ubein daf ladaf, kimalei revach reichiv gaidel, and the margin between two columns must be the width of the thumb. And then both they say Betayru or Chumash scroll, Uvein Shita Lashita, Kamala Shita. The margin between two lines is the height of one line. Uvein Teva Lateva, Kamala Iskitana. The margin between two words is the width of the smallest letter, a Yud. Uvein Ois La is Kamala Chuta Sara. The margin between two letters is the size of a hair. The Brisa concludes that if the Sefer sees that the margins will not end up to be as prescribed, Al Yemayit Od Mesek Sav, Loimim Nei Revach Shalmata, Loimim Nei Revach Shalmala, Loimim Nei Revach Shabin Shita Lashita, a person should not write smaller letters to maintain the given size of the margins. And therefore, if the sefer needs to write a five-letter word at the end of a line, but there's not enough room within the column, he should write three letters inside the column and the other two letters in the margin, but he should not write two letters inside the column and three letters in the margin. And nizdamnu leiteva b'ashtei oisias, if he needed to write a two-letter word, he should write the whole word on the next line inside the column and not in the margin. The Gemara proceeds with a five-way machlokes regarding Hatoya B'Shem. If a sefer writing a sefer Torah mistakenly omitted the Shem Hashem and continued to write the words that follow, what should he do when he discovers the omission? Rabbi Yehuda says, Goyer es masher kasav, v'toyle es masher gor, v'kosev es Hashem al mokem agor. He waits until these words dry, scrapes them off, and rewrites them above this line in the space between the lines. And he writes the shame in the scraped area. Rabbi Yisi says, Af toil nes Hashem, he may write the shame in the above space between the lines, and does not need to remove the words afala. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Af moichik v'kesef, he may even erase the words while they're wet, he does not have to wait, and he may rewrite the shame in the erased area. Af apisha ein hader kol kach kegayr, even though it's not as nice. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, it depends. Kol Hashem kuloi toilin, miktsase in toilin. He may write only the whole shame between the lines, but if he wrote half the shame in the lines and he forgot the rest, he may not write the other half of the shame between the lines. Pshim min alazer, oim im shim remeir, in kais min es Hashem, loyal mokam agar, veloyal mokam amachik, ve in toil noise. He may not use these methods to correct the shame, but rather, Kate said, oisa, mesalak es yuria kula begainza, he must remove that piece of parchment and bury it. The Gemara concludes with the machlekes regarding the final ruling. And one opinion says, Halacha k'Reb Shimon Shazuri, and as, V'loi oid, el kol mokim shashanu Reb Shimon Shazuri, Halacha k'maisei. Every machlekes in which Reb Shimon Shazuri is a party, the final ruling is always like Reb Shimon Shazuri. And the Gemara proceeds with a discussion in which halachas we apply this general rule. The Gemara first mentions five halachas in which we do not apply this rule. And one is the previously mentioned halacha of Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, Kol Hashem Kulei Toilin, Miktasa in Toilin. We do not apply the general rule here as we see that other Amoraim rule differently. Halacha Toil Nes Hashem or Halacha Moichi B'Kaisim. This discussion continues in the next daf.